Welcome to Mumfessions, the podcast that will normalise all of the challenges you experience as a mum. I'm Laura Guckian, motherhood coach, founder of Mind Mommy Coaching, and most importantly, mum of three. This podcast is unlike any other motherhood podcast because you will be my guest. Each week, I will invite you to share your mumfession, the stuff you feel or experience that you're not supposed to talk about as a mum. I am not only going to help you recognize you are not alone, but I will also give you the tools you need to navigate it. And this season of Mumfessions is going to be a little bit different because this new year, it's all about minding yourself so you can mind your children. I am going to be picking some of the most common Mumfessions that I hear and reminding you of how you can navigate these challenges so that you can be a happier and calmer mum. Before we begin, can I please ask you a massive favor? I want as many mums as possible to hear Mumfessions, and you can help me to do that by clicking the follow or subscribe button wherever you are listening. I also want to remind you that if you need any additional resources or support, please visit my Instagram page, Mind Mommy Coaching. Thank you to Vivio Jr. and BioCult for supporting Mumfessions. This new year, remember, mind yourself so you can mind your children. Vivio Jr. has been trusted by parents for over 40 years, offering tasty, kid-friendly nutritional supplements to support growth, immunity, and cognitive development. That's why we are big fans of it in my house. And for mums, BioCult, Ireland's number one live bacteria supplement brand, is here to help with immunity and digestive support. With 70% of your immune system in your gut, it's a great place to start. Together, Vivio Jr. and BioCult can help your family thrive this winter and beyond. Available at your local pharmacies or online. Okay, so for this episode, I wanted to reshare a mumfession that I think is relevant to every single one of us. I think particularly in motherhood, we have stages where we just feel completely stuck. And that looks and feels different for everyone. But for me, I suppose it's almost the sense of maybe feeling really, really overwhelmed, or maybe feeling really exhausted, or maybe feeling frustrated, or maybe feeling like you're comparing yourself to others. Just this sense of not achieving. But the challenge is you can't seem to align any actions to get out of that period. You just almost feel mentally and physically paralyzed. It's like your mind knows that change is possible, or that if you do one small thing that you can get unstuck, but you just can't seem to find the clarity you need to identify what those steps and actions might be. And even if you get the clarity you need, you can't seem to get your body or mind to do them. So on this Mumfession, I am sharing 5 steps to get you unstuck and feel better. And this is, I suppose, maybe a little bit of a personal one, because I am talking about an example of where I was really, really stuck last year in this really negative cycle. And these are the 5 things I did to get unstuck and to feel better. I hope you find them helpful. So here's the very first thing I did to get unstuck. I slept. Such a basic thing. Remember what I spoke about in the last episode? Our basic needs. I need sleep. I am someone, particularly as an autistic woman, if I don't get sleep, I can't function. In January and February, I had very disturbed sleep. My 4-year-old little autistic boy wakes regularly at night. So without realizing it, I was very sleep deprived. So I prioritized sleep. I went to bed a little bit earlier. I left my phone outside the door. I stopped scrolling and I prioritized sleep. If I couldn't sleep, I prioritized rest. Everything in my being went to reducing any external pressures, anything that might stress me, rest and sleep. So that's the first thing I did. I slept. I gave myself back one of my basic needs. The second thing I did, which was let them. So you've probably all heard of the let them theory. If not, here's what it's about. And I suppose this is what I interpret it to be. We all have things in our life we can control, we have things we can influence, and there's things we need to accept. In my sessions with my clients, I call this the CIA. What can you control? What can you influence? What do you need to accept? And at the end of the day, I can influence how other people might feel about me, what they might think about me. I can influence if someone wants to work with me or not. But I can't control what anyone else says or does or feels about me. And it was just this really empowering moment of, if there are women consciously going out making reels about me, if there are women who don't know me at 2 o'clock in the morning feeling entitled to send me a really nasty message, let them. Just let them. What they're saying is not true. What they're doing is not true. Let them. I took all the power back. And this is a really key one for your life, even if you can't relate to what I'm saying. If you're worried about what people think about you, if you're worried about what people will say, let them. Let them say whatever they want. Let them do whatever they want. It has no impact on you. They are not you, and it is not true. So that's the second thing. Let them. The third thing I did, which is fundamental, I stopped thinking and I started doing. This I kind of spoke about in the last episode. Not that I don't think anymore, but my husband would always say, if I'm left to think for a long time, I am dangerous. If he sees me in the living room and I'm in a trance, he's literally like, what's going on, Laura? Stop thinking. And it's true. When I have time to think, and I think this is true for any of us, we can escalate things. Things can seem bigger than they are. We start thinking about what if scenarios. We don't have time, girls. We do not have time and energy as mums. So what I have done now is I very consciously, when I feel myself thinking beyond what's needed to think about, I go into action. Whatever that is, I'll get the pen and paper out. What tiny thing can you do? So for me and the business, I have all of these massive goals for it. And I was getting frustrated because it wasn't happening quick enough. But the reality is, it just takes time. For every overnight success you see online, there's years of work. So I have built that down into tiny steps. And it's not about when I get it done, it's how I get it done. So that was the third thing. Stop thinking and start acting. The fourth thing was stay in my lane. And this is really key because I think as mums, we compare. What's someone else doing? How are they doing it? She's doing it better. She's doing more than me. It doesn't matter what anyone else is doing. We all have very unique circumstances, very unique life experiences, very unique resources. Everything is different. There is nobody in the world exactly like me. So why am I comparing my progress to somebody who has nothing to do with me? Because I don't know what support they have. So it's really, really key that we stay in our lane and become hyper-focused on our life, our circumstances, what we want, what we need, what's important to us, and just block out everyone else. And the fifth one, which is probably a bit of an emotional one, is I thought about why. What's my why? What's my why for doing this? And those of you who have heard my personal story know my why in great detail. But I thought back to new mum me 7 years ago in the worst possible place of her life, struggling so much with her mental health that she couldn't function, terrified, feeling like the worst mother in the world, overwhelmed with guilt, thinking my life was over. And it was like, Laura, you're doing it for her. You made a promise to her 7 years ago that if you ever figured out why you ended up in hospital, that you would do everything you could to ensure no other mother had that same experience. So I'm doing it for her, and I keep her with me every day now. When I feel like something is particularly hard, I bring it back and go, Laura, you overcame that. This is easy. If I feel myself doubting myself, it's like, Laura, you overcame that. This is easy. And I will not break that promise because I owe it to her. And I owe it to all the women who have ever found motherhood hard and felt like they were failing and they were the worst mother, because we're not. So we have to keep the old version of us somewhere close, whatever version of that it is, be it you as a little girl or you 6 months ago. What did you promise her? And always deliver on that promise. This full episode is linked below in the podcast description, or you can search for season 2, episode 2. A little trigger warning though, this full episode covers the topic of baby loss, but if you are in a place where you feel ready to listen to this, I really, really would encourage you to do so, because there is a really, really brave mum sharing her experience of baby loss, and I really feel it can help you in some sort of way. Thank you to Vivio Jr. and BioCult for supporting Mumfessions. This was an Insanity Studios production. The production manager was Charlotte Mason, and the production assistant was Abby Sandler.